having one that was born first and one that was born second. I didn't know how I would treat that or how I would handle that. And the Lord showed me this one day, and I told Kaylee, I said, you know, he sure is sweet, and he is cute, and he's lovable, and I love everything about him, but he'll never be number one. You'll always be number one. Always, you'll always be number one. If he wanted to be number one, he should have come first. I said, but on the same token, he'll always be number two. You see, they got their special place. Not one's greater than the other. I don't love one more than the other. All I know is that God's given me a platform, and my greatest platform that I have is not being the pastor of this church. The greatest platform that the Lord has given me is to be a father to these two children that he has allowed me to have. And I thank God for that. I take that very serious in the life that I live. I ask you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1 this morning. And I'm just going to go over what a child dedication is and what we have going on this morning as a church. I say this morning, what a privilege it is as a pastor to be able to come to a place that children attend this church. It is a blessing to see kids all over this sanctuary, little bitty ones, middle-sized ones, big ones, grown ones. It's amazing what God's doing in our lives. And I thank God for that this morning. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 1. And the Bible says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God command to teach ye, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house on thy gates. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you for children this morning, Lord God. Lord, I know in the world that we live in, Father, right now a great topic is the word abortion this morning, Father. But Lord God, I thank you this morning that you've given life to these children. Father, I thank you this morning, Father God, that you are the author of life this morning. There's no child that can be born this morning, Father God, without you intervening, Father. Hey, you take a man and woman and you set a family together. You take a man and woman and, Father God, children are born into this world. Lord, I thank you for that this morning. I pray this morning for all the unborn babies, Father, that has been aborted and has been taken on early. I thank you that you have them wrapped in your loving arms, Father. Lord, I pray this morning as we look at a baby dedication, I pray we don't only look at the baby that's being dedicated, but I pray that we as parents, hey, we take this seriously, Father. Lord God, we're making an oath not only to the church and not only to these kids, but we're making an oath to heaven, Father. We're making an oath to you that we'll raise these kids up the way you'd have us to raise them. Father, I love you and I thank you. I'm so humble this morning. I'm standing here and I get to be a part of this service this morning. Father, so many years I prayed for another child, me and my wife, and you send fit to send it our way, send him our way. And Lord, I pray this morning you bless this service, bless everyone here. Lord, I pray you encourage the parents this morning that has kids. I pray you encourage the parents that hear that, Father God, that their kids may not be in church. I pray you'd comfort them as well. Father, I love you, I thank you, and I praise your holy name. It's in Jesus' holy name I ask and do pray, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. A child dedication. I want to go here with this child dedication this morning. And we got a lot of mamas in here that are due. Or it won't be long. That we'll be having more babies in the church. Somebody said one time, I don't know what y'all are drinking over there. Hey, but it sure is working. I say to you this morning, I thank God that He's on the throne and He still answers prayers. There's been mamas and there's been daddies in this place where the doctor said that the womb, it was barren and they wouldn't have children. And they couldn't have children. I got good news for the doctor this morning. Hey, God's still on the throne. Amen. Hey, He's still on the throne. He's still in control. I thank God for our doctors. And I thank God that He's giving them medicine. But you know, whatever doctor tell you that they're practicing medicine, that means they don't know everything. They're still practicing what they do. I thank God that He's on the throne this morning. And He ain't practicing nothing. He knows what He's doing. He knows when He sends a baby forth. And He sends it amongst us. He knows where He's sending that baby. And as we come this morning, I want to take a few moments here this morning and share with you what a baby dedication is not this morning. There's a few things that a baby dedication is not this morning. And I want to go over that first. Number one, this morning as we come to the text, the Bible says, and if you look here in verse number 5, He says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. So this morning I understand that we teach these to our children. But number one this morning, a child dedication is not biblically required. This morning I want you to know a child dedication is not biblically required. Even though you read throughout the Bible that Hannah, she dedicated Samuel to the Lord. Look with me, if you will, to 1 Samuel chapter number 1. We want to look there this morning. 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse number 27. You say, well, I've had children and I've never dedicated them to the Lord. I'd say if you got them in the house of God this morning, you've dedicated them to the Lord. Hey, you're bringing them this way. You're not letting the world influence them. You're letting the Word of God influence their life. And in the book this morning, in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, in verse number 27, the Bible says, look what Hannah said here when she got here. For this child I prayed. She said, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of Him. I would ask you a question. When was the last time you prayed to God? And I'm talking about it was something that you had no control over. You couldn't buy it. You couldn't earn it. You couldn't do nothing for it. The only way you was going to get that is that you prayed to God. And He answered that prayer. She said, for this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition which I ask of Him. And I love this in verse 28, the Bible says, therefore also I have lent him unto the Lord. As long as he lived, he shall be lent to the Lord. What does that mean? You've given him to the Lord. You've given that child back to the Lord. Anything God wants to do with that kid, you've given him to the Lord, and you've got that permission. You say, Lord God, ever how you want to use my child, whatever you want to use my child to be, whatever you want to call him or her to be, I pray that you put that calling on their life. I'd say this morning that in the world we live in, there's a lot of parents wanting their kids to be successful. They want them to raise up and get a good job and get a good home and get a good car and get a good wife and get a good family and get a good husband and get all these things. Can I say this morning, the greatest thing that your child can ever get in their life is a relationship with Jesus Christ this morning. You say, Lord God, I've lent that kid unto you. I want you to one day come to saving knowledge and save his life and call on him that he could call on you. Look what she says here though, said, I've lent it unto the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. He did. He worshiped the Lord there. Number one, a child dedication is not biblically required, even though people do it in the Bible and say, Lord, you have my child. Secondly, this morning, I want to make sure we get a hold of this. A child dedication is not for salvation. Okay? I want to lay that out this morning. It is not for salvation. Every one of these kids, there was going to be 8, and we're down to, I think, 6 with issues that's come up. But every one of these kids that'll stand up here with these parents, I want you to know this morning, it is not for salvation. It's them parents saying that I'm going to make sure that my child is in the house of God. I say to any parent this morning, if you have an inkling on your mind that you're not going to bring them, you're just doing this, and then you're not going to bring them to God, I would not come up here this morning. I would stay seated where I'm at. The Bible said it's better not to make a vow than make a vow and not keep it. This morning, if you're saying, I'm going to dedicate that baby to the Lord, guess what? It's going to be several years before that child can drive to church, before that child can come to church, before that Bible, that baby can read their Bible. And you're going to have to be dedicated to read that baby that Bible. You're going to have to be dedicated to make sure they're at the house of God. I want you to know, and I know this by reading the Word and by seeing it on a congregation, ever how dedicated them parents are is how dedicated that child is to the house of God. I've seen that. You give me a mom and daddy's on fire for God, and they're at the house of God, that child's going to be there. I don't know a mom and daddy that child is on fire for God that the mom and daddy lets the kid lay at home. But the kid will lay at home when mom and daddy lays at home. This morning he said, it's number one, it's not biblically required. And number two, it's a child dedication is not for salvation. Salvation is through grace in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God. So this morning when we call these parents up and we have them bring these babies up, I want you to know this morning that's not nothing to do with salvation. Only thing it is we're saying that these parents are going to dedicate themselves to bringing these kids to the house of God. Amen. This morning, if you don't have that desire in your heart, I would not never come to the front of the church and make that oath to God. Let's get on with the message this morning. Child dedication, as we go back to the text in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, a child dedication is the parent saying to God, we are making an oath with God that we will raise this child up to know and follow you, God, in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. If you'll look in Deuteronomy, as we look this morning, we have three things that he tells us that we must do as parents. Number one, we see in verse number 3, he says this, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. To observe to do what? To do what I've owed God that I would do. He said, I want you to observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord, as he blesses you in your family. He said this morning, we must observe what God is doing in your life and in your children's life this morning. I look around and you do too this morning, and I observe, man, I'm telling you what, this place is beautiful this morning, and it's beautiful because the people that are in here, and you're observing what God's doing. You're loving what God's doing in your life. He said this morning we must observe what God is going to do. And as we come this morning, he says something else though. If you'll look with me down here, he says in verse number 5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. You know who he's talking to here? He's not talking to the child yet. He's talking to mom and daddy. Come on now. Today, a lot of these babies come up here, they're not going to be able to observe anything. I'm going to have to tell Ryder about this dedication. We're going to have pictures to, so he'll know this. He ain't going to know nothing about this. So who's really making the oath? Hello? It's me. And he said, now I'm going to make this oath. How am I going to make this oath? And he says in verse number 5, and thou, talking about me, and you shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Not only do we have something that we observe, and we do what the Bible has said here, as we observe this and we love God, but we have an obligation to raise our children up unto the Lord. We have that obligation. He's given me that child. He's given you that child. And we're going to raise them up as an obligation to be what God has called them to be. And we show them. Look at this. And thou shalt teach them. Look at this. In verse number 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. What are you going to teach to your children? That you love God. Man, this world's trying to tell people you don't have to love God. You can do anything you want to. Friends, this morning it ain't that way. When you observe God and you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your might, you're in love with Him and what God's done in your life. Man, He says, I want you to teach that to your kids. It must be important for that parent to teach that to their kid. Can I say this morning, the pastor can't teach your kid to love Jesus. Can I say again, your Sunday school teacher can't teach that kid to love Jesus. You know where they're going to see that love? They're going to see that love at home and how that parent loves Jesus. They're going to see it at home, how that parent loves Jesus. He says there's an obligation there that we must teach this to our kids. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 6 in verse number 4. And I'll tell you a little something here as we come to Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 4. Me and Kaylee, when we would ride to school, she's a senior, graduated now. She ain't even in high school no more. Praise God. And we're dedicating one this morning. Woo! But on our way to school, every morning I'd carry and we'd go to the pole. Me and her would learn memory verses. We'd learn scripture. Because I understood what the Bible says, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And I knew she was going into a battlefield. I knew she was going into a place where she needed the word of God instilled in her. And she got a little bit ahead of me one day learning scripture. And I got here to Ephesians chapter 6, and you'll see in verse number 4, but I didn't have her to learn that, but she learned it. What I had her to learn was this in Ephesians 6, 1. Children, see, we want them to learn what we want them to learn. Amen? Huh? Pick out the highlighted ones where they'll obey you. So I was going to school one morning, and I said, Ephesians 6, 1, the Bible says, children, and I said, Kaylee, that's you, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And she said, yeah, Daddy, but verse number 4 said, and you fathers, provoke not your children. I said, you done got ahead of the scripture. So this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, when you start leading them in this word, they'll get a hunger for the word. You see, the problem with the world that we live in most churches, and in this church, the problem with this church, I can't talk about down the road. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost coming on. I can't talk about down the road. I can talk about here because I'm the pastor here. And what's wrong with this church is we got a bunch of followers and we don't have a bunch of disciples. A follower will follow till it gets hard and it gets uncomfortable and it gets where they don't like it no more. But he said, go ye therefore and make disciples. You know what a disciple does? It'll sit at the feet of Jesus. John 6:66 says, and they follow no more. What they do? They turn back and they follow no more. This morning, if you're a follower, it's not going to work. You're going to have to be a disciple. A follower will quit following, but a disciple will keep on. So how do you know that, preacher? When I stopped at Ephesians 6:1, she went on. She went on. Folks, this morning, there's going to be a day I'm going to die. You're going to die. And the only thing that's going to keep on is what you've left behind, friends. Listen to me. And the greatest thing you can leave your children is a legacy that you love Jesus. You observe what God had done and give you them kids. You took that to your heart. You fulfilled that obligation to the best of your ability. And now we have an opportunity today to dedicate these children to the Lord. We have that opportunity. Man, we got an obligation. We take that opportunity very seriously. What a sad day it would be for a mom and daddy to dedicate that kid to the Lord and they quit going to church. What a sad day it would be, Brother J.D., for this baby to have this hanging in their bedroom that I was dedicated to the Lord on June the 5th, 2022. And one day when they got old enough to read it, they said, what's that about? What is this about? Well, baby, what this really is one day we was on fire. Set a fire, Brother Garrett, down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. Baby, there's a day we was there. Mom and Daddy was there. We was at that place. Man, we was on fire. We was there every time. The church doors open. We're loving Jesus. What's happened in 5 years now? I'm able to read. I'm in kindergarten. I'm reading. And I see my name on this plaque. I see my name on this plaque, Daddy. What's the problem, Daddy? Well, baby, my greatest fear, listen to me, church, my greatest fear is not dying. My greatest fear is not messing up or slipping up. My greatest fear is my daughter tell my son, you ought to heard about your daddy preach under the Holy Ghost. You ought to heard your daddy when he used to be a preacher. Used to be is useless and ain't worth nothing. Y'all hear me this morning? If you're a used to be, you're in trouble. You need to get to be a now. That I'm not a used to be. But I want my son to say, my daddy and my mama, they dedicated me to Jesus. And 5 years later, I'm able to read and I understand that on this day, they dedicated me to Jesus and Christian Day, the nurture of the Lord. And we're doing what God's called us to do in this congregational worship. They've done started Awana so kids can have something to do. Hey, we ain't all about adults around here, but we're about kids too. Hey, we love children. The Bible says, bring them to me. Friends, I want you to know, Jesus says, bring them children to me. I don't want that day to come, and you don't neither, that you had an opportunity to dedicate your child to the Lord. And then it comes to a time you ain't even attending the house of the Lord. I want to share this with you in closing as we go back to the Bible. He says that we have an opportunity to teach them. He said, preacher, how am I going to teach them? At church? They'll get a little bit here, a little bit. If they get 80% of Jesus, they might get 2% here. They're going to get it at home. Strong as you are, Daddy, strong as your kid's going to be. Man, I'm telling y'all this morning, I'm preaching from my heart this morning that we need mamas and daddies that's going to stand, be like a fence post and not move. You're not their friends, you're not their buddies. You don't okay everything they do. I told Brandy when Kaylee was born, I was going to be the tough one. Boy, I'd bow up. That's what I told her I was going to do. And as she got older, she said, "Where is that toughness at?" I said, "I don't know." She said, "I'll take care of it." There got to be somebody in the home that stands up and says, "Hey, we got to do it the way the Lord said do it." We've all been kids. And not none of us in this room at a time in our life wanted to do what our parents said do. But I thank God that my mom and daddy, they didn't waver. They stayed true. When daddy said no, it was no. When daddy said, "I'm going to tear your tail up at 12 o'clock, at 11:59, you better be padding it up." For the timeouters, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But over there on Mills Hill, there was no timeout. He didn't even know when to quit hitting. You said it didn't do you a bit of good. It did on some things. Whatever I got a whooping for, I didn't do that certain thing again. What I'm trying to tell you this morning is, in your spiritual life, if you keep walking in the way that you're walking and it's not pleasing to God, He's going to whoop you over that area every time of your life till you get out of that area and get where He'd have you to be. You say, "How am I going to teach them, preacher? How am I going to teach them?" Ain't but one way you can teach them. And He told us here in the book of Deuteronomy, ain't but one way you can teach a kid. Look what He says. Verse number 7, here's your opportunity. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children," what? "The statutes, to love Him. And shalt talk of them when thou settest in the house." When you sit down, you're talking to them about Jesus. When you go to bless that food, you're going to bless that food. I'll never forget when I got saved. I never prayed in front of my wife. I never prayed, but I seen what church folk did when they got ready to eat. They prayed. I got saved that next night. I come home for supper, and she had it fixed there, and I sat down. We went to eat, and I said, "Hang on, we're going to pray." I thought, what have I done opened up here? I don't even know what to say. Line upon line, precept upon precept, word upon word, here a little, there a little. Say you don't know what to say? You just bow your head. He'll give you what to say. It's the Spirit that makes the difference. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, shall talk of them when thou settest in thy house, and thou walkest by the way," when you're walking with them kids, when you're walking with them, "and when thou liest down." What is that? When you lie down at night, you pray with them babies. You pray with them babies. Last night before we went to bed, Kaylee's laying in there. I hollered across the house. I said, "Caleb, I love you." You know what she screamed back across the house? "Love you, Daddy." It don't matter where you're at in life. It don't matter what you've got going on. Love, take care of everything. He says, "When thou settest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when you get up, you teach them kids Jesus. Teach them babies Jesus. Grandparents, you teach them babies Jesus. You love on them babies. You let them babies know, hey, God loves them. God loves them. Jesus died for them. You teach them babies all the days of your life." I called Brother JD last night. I'm fixing to do something that I don't normally do. I'm a very hands-on person. I've learned in my life, if you want it done, do it yourself, and it'll get done. And I called JD last night, and I said, "Brother, I don't need to be the pastor today as much as I need to be a daddy. Brother JD, can you handle the service from this point on?" He said, "Yes, sir, I sure can." And as I come in, I started telling Brother JD what I wanted done. Now, that ain't handling something over, is it? If I'm going to tell him how I want it done, that ain't really handing it over to him. All I can do is give him what God's given me. And I say, "Son, you do what you can do with it." You see, I'm not only a mentor to my son and my daughter, but I got a young man here. I got young men and young women, and you do too, sitting all around you. You don't think you mean nothing to somebody? I guarantee you, who you're sitting by right now, you mean the world to them. Austin Law is sitting right there with Bella May in his arms. You may not mean a lot to a lot of people, son, but you mean the world to that little girl. You know why? Because you her daddy. And she'll listen to you when she won't listen to nobody else. So as I was sitting there, I come down and told Brother JD, I said, "Son, I'm going to tell the congregation I'm turning over to Brother JD. And I said, you do with it the way you want to do with it. We're going to dedicate these kids tonight, today to the Lord. And there's going to come a day that they're going to get to an age. Age of accountability. What's that age, preacher? I don't know, and you don't either, and the Bible don't stress it. It's that age that they come to that they know right from wrong. They know what they're doing. They know. And the Lord's going to knock on that heart. And when the Lord knocks on that heart, it's going to be up to that child to either accept Him or reject Him. I don't believe in election. I don't believe in predestination. I don't believe in that. Listen to me. Listen. I believe in for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? And it's going to come that day in their life. And the only thing you can do from that point on is say, hey, I've given you what you've needed. Now you handle it. Brother JD, you and Sister Holly, I'm going to turn the service over to y'all.